Well, it's 11:15 WWIV with Mabel Louise Stewart.
Hey,
good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And here we are with only 11 days left in the month of August. Where does the time go so fast? Oh, my goodness. And I have just a quick reminder that this is Catch and Match Month. Any amount you give will be doubled. Thank you so much for any help you can give. That would be just wonderful. And you've been so faithful through the years. How we are so grateful for anything, as I said, that you can do to help us. Well, my verse for the day is Psalm 62, 1 and 2. The psalmist must have been praying because he says, "Truly my soul waits upon God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Thought that was a good verse for all of us right now with all that's going on in our world. Where can we go that's safe? Well, here's the verse that says, "He is our rock, he is our defense, and we're going to not be moved." Well, today I want to share some thoughts from John 6, 1 through 14. I want to visit with you about the little boy who gave Jesus his lunch. I so enjoyed reading about home life in Bible times in Jesus' day. I have several books with those details, and I just sat down and opened them up and began to read, and oh, it was so interesting. And it talks about their daily life and what happened behind the scenes. And by the way, if you have children around you right now, maybe they could gather around the radio and listen, because I think they would enjoy hearing about the young boy, or the King James Version says the young lad. And by the way, I looked up in the Bible dictionary, and it tells us that he probably was between the age of 10 to 12. And the story is about this young boy who gave all he had to Jesus. No wonder he hadn't eaten his lunch, because he was so excited to hear Jesus and to see those many, many healings and miracles performed. Well, on my last broadcast, I talked about going on a picnic and having some fun before school starts. And that's coming fast, isn't it? Well, the story is told in all four of the Gospels, so it is considered very important and lots of lessons to learn. I would like to have you think about that little boy and what went on behind the scenes. But first, let me read the story from the International edition of the Bible. I'll start with verse 1 and go through verse 14. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous miracles he had performed on the sick. And then Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was very near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he had already had in mind what he was going to do. And Philip answered, 8 months' wages would not be enough to buy bread for each one to have even a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But, oh dear, how far will they go among so many? And Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus took the loaves, he gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same thing with the fish. When they had all enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. Perhaps some of his friends said, did you know to that little boy that Jesus, the Messiah, is in the area? And he is so wonderful, and everybody is listening to his messages, and he's in our area speaking and ministering right now. No doubt the little boy ran home, told his mother, and asked her if he could go in the morning and see and hear Jesus. She probably said, son, you can go, but you have to finish your chores before you go. You see, children in Bible times had work to do. There was water to fetch at the well. There was barley to grind into flour. There was wood to gather for the fire. There were dirt floors to sweep. There were mats to roll up from the night's sleep. There were goats, or perhaps a donkey, to feed and water. Yes, everyone had to pitch in and help because everything had to be done the hard way. I can just see him as he scurries around and gets so busy of doing his chores and getting them finished as soon as he could so he could join the other boys to hear and see Jesus. The next morning, his mother got up early and baked 5 fresh barley loaves for him to have for his lunch, for he was hungry all the time, and she wanted him to have something to eat. And there were 2 fishes left over from the night before that had been baked. And it's interesting, isn't it, how all of this is going on. And you know what? The first sound is the grinding of the grain at dawn. They take a millstone and grind it up. And that's what I meant when things are done the hard way. And the early risers, because of the intense heat of the day, are the ones who get up in the morning and get about their work. And by the way, ordinary food for the Holy Land family in Jesus' day would have been bread, oil, buttermilk, cheese, fruits, vegetables, and once in a while, on rare occasions, there would be meat. Meat was very expensive. And by the way, those little barley loaves were slightly larger than an ordinary biscuit. I would say they were probably near to the hamburger bun. And he had 5 of them. And they live mostly on fish and bread. And did you know that the families gave thanks both before the meal and afterwards. So I thought those little tidbits would be interesting for you. And this, as we said, she got up early and baked the bread. And she no doubt put the lunch all wrapped up in a cloth pouch, and he could stick it in his shirt pocket. Men's shirts often had huge pockets to carry whatever they needed to carry. And while the lad was getting dressed, ready to go, I can hear that mother say, "Son, I want you to have a lunch along, so I got up early and I prepared something special for you. Now don't forget to take it along." And no doubt his response would have been, "Oh, mother, I've heard so much about Jesus, of how he loves children, especially. And, oh, yes, I forgot, he loves everyone, and he even heals so many and performs miracles. Mom, I can hardly wait to see him." He was so excited. "Who knows? Maybe, just maybe, I can even talk to him." Well, the little lad or boy walked and ran to where the crowds were already gathering. It was so exciting. Everyone wanted to be on the front row to be near Jesus. Time had gone by so fast, and it was getting late in the day, for everyone had walked a long ways. And he went on to say, "I never saw so many sick people, all wanting to see Jesus too and to be healed." Jesus stood at the top of the sloping hill, and when he spoke, there was a hush among that big crowd. His voice was so tender, and he spoke with great authority. "I never saw so many people in my life." Someone has said there were 5,000 men plus women and children. And one man said there was about 15,000. "Well, there was a big man, and he sought me out. He had a big beard and a warm smile, and he came over to me and said, 'Boy, I see you brought a lunch along. Would you mind sharing it with Jesus? He has asked us to scout around and to see if there is any food among this big crowd.'" And the little boy responded, "Oh, yes, I'd love to share it with Jesus. I'm too excited to eat anyway." So the little lad handed his lunch over to probably Andrew, since it was he that recorded the story, or maybe John. They took the lunch and gave it to Jesus, and I can hear him say, "It is only 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes." You see, the normal size of the barley loaves would have been the size of a hamburger bun that I said before. And round, by the way. The disciples should not have been surprised as to what Jesus was about to do, but they had seen so miracles. And guess what? They just took it all for granted. It was just another day. Can you imagine the eyes and the thought of that boy who gave all he had to Jesus? You know what? He could have said, "Well, let me take one loaf out because I'm really hungry." Because, you know, all boys are hungry. At least my 3 sons were, but not this little boy. What a lesson to learn from this story. How it was so exciting to see and hear Jesus, and what privilege to give to him. I've often wondered if Jesus sent a basket home with that little boy and thanked him for sharing his lunch. Who knows? We can ask Jesus when we get to heaven, can't we? Let me give you quickly 8 lessons we can learn from this story. Yes, Jesus had love and compassion on that huge crowd. And Jesus was concerned about their needs and met them. He said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. That's the promise that you and I have. And in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. You see, bread was the staff of life, and it would have been sufficient for their hunger. Jesus said in John 6:35, which is later on in this same chapter that I read, he said, I am the bread of life. Jesus is still able to work miracles in your life and in mine. He wants so much to bless us. And no doubt he healed many that day with the feeding of the people. When Jesus blesses us, there's always leftovers that we can share with others. Jesus was in the process of teaching the disciples to love and care for others, for they would be doing the same things after Jesus went back to heaven. Another lesson for the disciples to learn. The most important thing about the picnic was that some of the people realized that Jesus was the promised Messiah, and they, many of them, accepted him as their Lord and their Savior. After all, that's why Jesus came. Yes, he came for you and for me, and that message is the same today coming out over the airwaves over WWIB. He came, he died on the cross, that you and I might have eternal life and be with him in heaven. Would you be so excited to hear the message of the gospel that you would forget to eat all day and you would walk miles and miles to hear him? Yes, we need to ponder that one when even rain cancels out our going to church. Shame on us. Well, think about this as I sign off. If you have 5 little barley loaves and 2 little fishes, plus Jesus, believe me, you have more than enough. Without Jesus, we don't have anything in our life. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.